Welcome to the Glow Up Guide Collective, the podcast for millennial women ready to step into their power, break through self-doubt, and become the best version of themselves. I'm Morgan Bruner, your personal growth bestie and self-improvement coach, here to help you shift your mindset, boost your confidence, and create a life that truly lights you up. If you're tired of playing small and you're ready to finally embody your most authentic, thriving self, then girl, you're in the right place. Let's get real, have those deep, soul-fueling conversations, and most importantly, glow up from the inside out. Grab your favorite drink, get cozy, and let's dive in, my girl. Hey, love. Welcome back to the Glow Up Guide Collective. So let's be honest with ourselves. Have you ever felt this inner pull? Like deep down, you know you're meant for something more. You want to evolve, glow up, grow, step into your next level. But you're stuck in this loop of the same habits, the same fears, and the same mindset that's been holding you back, even if it's unexpectedly. Girl, if that's you, you are so not alone. I've been there, and I know many of us have. Because reinventing yourself, it's not just about the aesthetics or the routines. It's about identity and letting go of the version of you that's kept you safe, but also kept you small. Reinvention is powerful, but it's also very emotional. It's a process of grieving the old you while choosing to create the new version of you. But guess what? You don't have to do it all at once. That was my problem and what I thought had to happen to reinvent myself, and that's not the case. So today, I'm going to walk you through how to glow up from the inside out, mind, energy, and lifestyle. So grab your favorite drink, grab your journal, get cozy, and let's dive deep today. Why reinventing yourself is necessary for growth. Here's something no one really talks about. You are allowed and meant to outgrow versions of yourself. It's completely normal. The version of you that once settled for less, the version of you who put everyone else's needs before your own, the one who dimmed her light just to fit in or keep the peace around her. That version of you was doing her best and she's got you through a lot. But she is not who you're meant to stay. The problem is, we often feel guilty for wanting more for ourselves. We feel selfish for changing. We think, who am I to even do this? But the real question is, who are you not to? You're not broken for feeling stuck. You're growing, you're becoming, and you're evolving. That discomfort that you feel, that's restlessness. That whisper that says, there has to be something more. This cannot all be my life. That's your next level self calling. So, signs you are ready for a reinvention. Let's break it down. Here are some signs that you're on the edge of a breakthrough and your next level self is knocking at your door, girlfriend. You feel bored, uninspired, or disconnected from your daily routines. You keep repeating patterns that deep down you know aren't helping you. You crave a fresh start, but feel overwhelmed about how to even begin. You've started to outgrow the people, places, or priorities around you. You hear yourself say, there has to be more to my life than this. If you nodded yes to any of those, you're ready, my girl. And that doesn't mean you have to flip your life upside down overnight. Reinvention starts with one decision. A decision to stop living by default and start living by intention and design. Now let's talk about how to actually create that inner glow up. Here are 5 steps to reinvent yourself and step into your next level. Step 1, we're going to get clear on the future that you want to create. And you can't become her if you don't know who she is. So ask yourself, what does my next level self look like? What does her day feel like? How does she take care of herself? How does she speak to herself? Get vivid, journal it out. Word vomit on the paper. Get it all out there. Don't have any cutoffs or any I can't do this or this is too out of my reach. Don't do that. Build the vision so strong that it pulls you forward on the hard days. Hey, love, real quick. If you've been listening and thinking, I'm so ready to become the best version of myself, I've got something for you. The Glow Up Guide Starter Kit is my free gift to help you begin your personal growth journey with clarity, confidence, and intention. Inside, you'll get mindset shifts, daily rituals, journal prompts, and affirmations to help you step into your best self, starting today. It's totally free. Just head to the link in the show notes and grab yours. Now, back to the episode. Step 2. Let go of the old identity that no longer serves you. This one can be hard and it takes some time and it definitely comes with a little bit of guilt and worry. But you cannot evolve and stay the same. It just doesn't work. Make peace with the fact that some habits, beliefs, and even relationships are no longer aligned with who you are becoming. Ask yourself, what's weighing me down? What do I need to forgive or release in order to move forward? Letting go is hard, but it's also liberation. Step 3, upgrade your mindset and that inner dialogue. Your thoughts shape your identity, period. It's time to start telling yourself a better story. Replace I can't with I'm learning. Replace who am I to do this with why not me? Or who's going to stop me? That's one of my favorites. Use affirmations like, I am becoming the woman I'm meant to be. I give myself permission to grow and evolve, and it's safe for me to want more. Using affirmations might seem a lot silly or maybe a little silly at first. I thought the same exact thing. But as you repeat these affirmations to yourself, it helps you change that inner dialogue of the negative or the bad or the I'm not good enough narrative that you tell yourself in your head. And when you switch your thoughts, I promise you will switch your mood, you will switch how you see life, you will switch so many things. So really focus on trying to switch that inner dialogue to something positive. It will take time, it will be hard at first, but I promise it gets easier as you go on and it's so, so worth it. So step 4, align your actions with your future self. Even small shifts create momentum. Ask yourself each day, what would my higher self do? Would she hit snooze or get up and move her body? Would she scroll TikTok or journal on her goals and feelings and emotions? Would she settle or would she speak up for herself? Start aligning what you do with who you want to be in the future. Start becoming her, one super small decision at a time. Step 5, surround yourself with growth-focused energy. Environment is everything. I used to not think that it was that important until, if you're like me, you think about your house, for example. When your house is cluttered, messy, toys all over the floor, just stuff everywhere, you are not feeling that sense of calm inside of you. And when your house is clean and you just cleaned it and you lit that candle, that sense of peace and like serenity and just all of that means so much to your body. So that's an example of how your environment is everything. And if your circle doesn't inspire your growth, it's time to lovingly reevaluate that circle. That includes the people you follow online, the conversations you entertain, the content you consume, the environments and spaces you spend time in. Create an environment that reflects your future, not your past. So now I want to give you some journaling prompts to kickstart your reinvention. Take some time with these questions. And be honest with yourself. Really tune in to what you're wanting in your future and in your life and answer these 4 questions. Question number 1, what version of me am I leaving behind? This one can be hard because it's hard to grow and leave behind old versions of you, but I promise It is completely normal and you should evolve and grow. Number two, what do I want my life to feel like 6 months from now? Don't go a year, 5 years, 10 years out, because we all know, COVID for example, life can switch in the snap of a fingers. So do 6 months from now. In 6 months from now, what do you really want your life to feel like? Journal it all out on paper. What you want to feel inside of you, your emotions, your feelings, how you want your body to feel, all of those things. Next question, what habits, people, or beliefs no longer serve me? And when you're answering this question, I really want you to stop and think about the things that are not aligning with you or your values or the things that you want in life. And also think hard about what habits, people, or beliefs other circumstances gave you. Whether that be another person gave you that belief, a event that happened, whatever it may be, what are those things that you did not give yourself, someone else gave you or labeled you with it? And question number four, who do I need to become to live the life I desire? When we are thinking about the life that we want and the life that we desire to have, there is things that you're gonna have to change. There are things that are going to be super easy to change, but there are also things that are going to be really hard to overcome and change. But you need to be honest with yourself on what you need to become and live that life that you desire. If you need to change your habits, if you need to change your environment, the people you're around, your circle, whatever it may be, write it all down. You don't have to change it all overnight. You don't have to stress about it. This is just about getting all of these things down on paper. So I remember the moment I knew I couldn't keep living the same way that I was living. I was in survival mode, burnt out, full of fear, anxiety, depression, just completely felt numb. On the outside, I was functioning, but inside, I was completely disconnected from who I was and who I even wanted to be. I had this realization that if I didn't choose to change, I'd be stuck here forever. That in the situation I was in, my daughter would grow up to see that relationship, the toxicity, and how abusive and negative it was. And then she would think that was normal and okay because that's what was demonstrated to her growing up around love. And it hit my mind that if she came home with a boyfriend, maybe in high school, that treated her the way I was showing her how it was okay to be treated and it was toxic and abusive, I would feel so guilty. I didn't want that for her. And that honestly terrified me more than anything in my life so far. So I made a promise to myself. One step forward each day. Doesn't matter if you're half stepping, if you're fully stepping, or baby girl, even if you're crawling. Just move forward. Not perfection, not overnight change, just forward. That meant, for me, healing old wounds. That meant giving up comfort habits that numbed the pain. And that meant getting honest about what was no longer aligned with what I wanted in my life or what I wanted in my future. Some days, all I did was breathe and cry and journal. Flat out honesty there. There was some days that I put a gold star on my forehead for making it even through the day. But little by little, I saw her, my future self, the woman I was becoming. And let me tell you, she was worth every damn step. You don't have to wait for rock bottom to hit. You can choose to evolve right now. Reinvention doesn't mean erasing who you are. It means becoming who you were always meant to be. All right, my love, that's it for today's episode. If this resonated with you, I want to hear about it. Screenshot the episode, share it, tag me on Instagram at Glow Up Guide Collective, and tell me, what's one way you're stepping into your next level self this week? And if you haven't already, hit that follow button so you never miss an episode. We're building a sisterhood of glow getters, and I would love for you to be a part of it. Until next time, keep growing, keep glowing, And remember, you are allowed to reinvent yourself over and over again as many times as you want. You're just one decision away from a whole new life. I believe in you, girl, and I can't wait to see you shine. I loved this conversation, and I hope it left you feeling inspired, empowered, and ready to take action. Remember, your glow up is already happening. One step, one mindset shift, one bold move at a time. If this episode spoke to you, let's keep the conversation going. Screenshot this episode, tag me on at the Glow Up Guide Collective, and tell me your biggest takeaway. I would love to hear from you. And if you haven't already, make sure to hit that follow button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep growing, keep glowing, and keep becoming the best version of you, my girl.